May I have a seat?
Of course.
Very familiar verse from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I also want to read the colic, one of the colics for our country. I think it will set the tone of what we'll talk about briefly. For our country. Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogancy, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people, the multitude brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endue with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to thy law we may show forth thy praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail. All which we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're in the world's in a crisis, our nation's in a crisis. And I think what I said from 2 Chronicles 7:14 has a lot to do with it. We've gone our own ways. We've followed our own paths. Not just here, but as a group, as a nation, as a world. We turn ourselves away from one that wants to feed us with his love. Feed us with his sacrament. And we turn away from him because we can do it ourselves. What is it that has caused us to do this? The psalmist says, it isn't thy right, my right hand that has given me this, but it's the Lord's hand. And we think too much of, I did it myself. You know, we as a group, I can handle this. I don't need anybody outside of me. I don't need authority. I don't need anybody telling me what to do. I don't need anybody. I've got this, as they say today. I've got this. No, we haven't got this. That's why we come here. That's why those of us that will still come to church, we know we haven't got it. But we've got it through him. We definitely have it through him. I'm going to read another verse from what was in morning prayer. Lamentation of Jeremiah, the prophet, a piece of, and this sort of talks about what we're going through today, what we've gone through in other times. It says, of course, it's not the first crisis, that's obvious, but why do we have these times? It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, as there be may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him, is full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of the man before the face of the Most High. to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. It sounds pretty contemporary to me about what we're going through. We're going through collectively, individually. The fears, the hype, and yes, the actual disease itself and other diseases that are not talked about because they're not newsworthy. The civil unrest, spurning the history that was set before us, a history that is pockmarked with defects. Yes, the defects of all of us mankind. That's why we're assembled. We realize that we have defects. But if we have not history, how shall we learn? How shall we learn from it? I read what we already know because we're here, but this is William Law. This Spirit of Prayer, reading from William Law. This pearl of eternity is the church, or temple of God within thee. The consecrated place of divine worship where alone thou canst worship God in spirit and in truth. In spirit, because thy spirit is that alone in thee which can unite and cleave unto God and receive the workings of his divine spirit upon thee. In truth, because this adoration in spirit is that truth and reality of which all outward forms and rites, though instituted by God, are only the figure for a time. But this worship is eternal. Accustom thyself to the holy service of this inward temple. In the midst of it is the fountain of living water, of which thou mayest drink and live forever. There the mysteries of thy redemption are celebrated, or rather open in life and power. There the supper of the Lamb is kept. The bread that came down from heaven, that giveth life to the world, is thy true nourishment. All is done and known in real experience, in the living sensibility of the work of God in the soul. There the birth, the life, the sufferings, the death, the resurrection and ascension of Christ are not merely remembered, but inwardly found and enjoyed as the real states of thy soul, which has followed Christ in the regeneration. When once thou art well grounded in this inward worship, thou wilt have learnt to live unto God above time and place. For every day will be Sunday to thee, and whither thou goest, thou wilt have a priest, a church, and an altar along with thee. For when God has all that he should have of thy heart, when renouncing the will, judgment, tempers, and inclinations of the old man, thou art wholly given up to the obedience of the life and spirit of God within thee, to will only his holy will, to love only in his love, to be wise only in his wisdom. Then it is that everything thou doest is a song of praise, and the common business of life is a conforming to God's will on earth, as angels do in heaven. William Law. So we have the problem, which we see outside these walls, wherever the faithful are gathered together. The remedy is right in here, with all of us, in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, receiving the body and blood of Christ. Redemption is here. His life-giving body and blood is here. All things are now ready. Let us come and dine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.